you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is me riding the subway back in May. I'm up a lot earlier than I usually like to get up on a weekend, and I'm really not a morning person. At that point, I was not really sure whether I was interested in this story or not. I'm going to meet with Xing. She's the coach of the Shanghai Sirens. The Shanghai Sirens is China's first single-gender women's ultimate frisbee team.
They're like a club team, you know, like an adult league that plays games and practices on the weekends. Xing has graciously invited me to come to the Sirens' Saturday morning practice.
In 2 weeks, they will be competing in the Shanghai Open, which is Shanghai's big frisbee tournament. And I've come to learn and see how they've been preparing the team. When I arrived at the field, I saw Xing standing on the sidelines, observing her players and shouting commands.
Yeah, I'm very injured. So I've been coaching for the season. My ligament. So I'm gonna miss Shanghai Open.
She's the team's coach. She's great at multitasking. She would answer my questions and without missing a beat, shout her commands to the other 14 women dashing around the field.
What are you guys practicing right now?
Now, so we always do a vertical, you know vertical, right? So we always do. So what we're very good at vertical. So like everyone, all the cutters like do a vertical stack in the middle and then cut to the both side. But now we are learning horizontal.
I can't tell you how little I should care about this topic at face value.
I don't want to sound totally glib here, but the thing is, I just don't really care about sports that much. I actually played sports for most of my life pretty begrudgingly. My family is full of really fit and sporty people, and throughout my life, they've kind of coerced me into playing football and baseball and going on hikes and all of that stuff. But let's say I'm more naturally inclined to indoor activities like listening to music and reading.
In my adulthood, I've really sworn off sports. I'm really not interested in sports. To be clear, I hold nothing against Frisbee or the women that play it. But maybe as a stranger's listener, you're wondering what got me up at this ungodly hour on a Saturday to watch a Frisbee practice. Well, just listen to Daisy here.
Well, I was in Suzhou. There's still like half hour from my apartment to the train station. So in total, like around, it's like 4 hours for trip and 2 hours for practice.
A couple years ago, Daisy didn't live in Shanghai. And in order to practice and play, she would commute for 2.5 hours after work just so that she could come play recreational frisbee.
4 trips and 2 hours for practice.
Why did you do that? That's so crazy.
That's why I became interested in this. Daisy and the other women of the Shanghai Sirens, China's first single-gender women's frisbee team, need frisbee. They're obsessed with it. And it was that kind of fervor that caught my attention, that made me obsessed with the Sirens. The story of the Sirens and their 2020 season, the season that was never really supposed to happen, really hooked me in. I ended up going so much deeper, getting so much more involved than I ever intended to. This story is important. It's both rare and typical, and it embodies something so much bigger and so much more important than itself. And that's why, in 2020, the worst year in modern history, possibly, I became obsessed with women's frisbee. You're listening to Strangers in China, Season 2, Chapter 1, The Siren's Song.